Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey there, guys. I'm Day. Nice to meet you again.
大家好。So today we will talk about another confusing topic.
What topic? What confusing topic are we going to tackle today?
Some questions that do not mean what you think they mean. 好像 tongue twister. 就是一些你以为的意思，并不是你以为，并不是这个意思。今天就要和大家分享几个容易答错的问题。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注“早安英文”，私信回复“笔记”两个字就可以了。
Can you give me an example about those questions that do not mean what they mean because they don't mean? Yeah.
Of course I can. What you mean?
What you mean? Yeah.
就是。我来分享第一个，就是 Do you have the time 和 Do you have time 少了一个 the， 那意思就不一样了。So Ode, can you tell me the biggest difference between these two?
Oh, I get it. Like, do you have the time is used for asking about time, or you know, what time is it? But do you have time is asking
you almost made a mistake.
If are you free right now, right?
对对对。
Oh, I'm so smart.
You know. 就如果说 do you have the time, 其实就是在问 what time is it? 几点钟了、什么时间。但是如果呢没有加 the, 就是 do you have time, 就是 are you free now? 你现在有时间吗有空吗这个意思。
Can I use do you have the time to ask if you have, you know, 你有没有空。
你有没有空就是 do you have time?
I cannot use, do you have the time?
Yeah, do you have the time? 就是现在几点了、
啊、
现在什么时间 To make it more understandable, we will make an example.
Alright, the first example is going to be about roleplay, about asking time.
对
so, Hey, do you have the time right now?
Yes, it is 6:15.
Cool, do you have time to review the script?
I think I don't have the time to do it. So, 刚刚 Ode 问我，哎，你知道现在几点了吗？用的就是 Do you have the time?、然后后面又说，哎，你有时间去读一下这个脚本吗？用的是 Do you have time? 就没有加 the 了。
Yeah, please don't get confused like I always do. Do not use Do you have the time to ask for free time.
对对对。
So, I have another question.
Yeah.
I have a question that is also confusing and does not mean what it means when you read it.
Okay, you said a tongue twister again.
Yeah,
so, let us share what we have.
So, all right.Another really famous confusing question is, what is up? Or what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, you know?
就是第二个呢，就是别人如果问你 what's up 的时候，你会如何来回答？ If we take it in a literal meaning, then we might think it means what is up?
No,
what
literally.
Is up?
Yeah.
Literally, but no, what is up means what's new with you? 有什么新鲜事可以分享？你怎么了？最近怎么样？ What is wrong with you?
Oh my god.
还有 it depends on the way you put in the context.
So guys, let's do a small example to show the difference about the show, to show understanding on how to use what is up or what's up.
对，我们今天，我们现在就用一个 role play 来跟大家讲一下什么，怎么样用 what's up. Hey, what's up with everyone at work today? They're acting weird. 今天大家都怎么了？感觉怪怪的。
Yeah, because we're trying to do a surprise for Dylan's birthday.
Oh, really?
Oh my god.
所以刚刚我说的这个 What's up with everyone at work today? 就是大家今天怎么了
So, fun fact. Sup.
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 就是 lazy way to say
yeah,
what's
it's
up.
It's like another cool way, but old、
sup.
Way to say what is up. Like, sup.
It's not fashionable.
Yeah.
Cool kid way to say what's up.
But there is also a really, really, really old way of saying what's up. Like, what's up?
Seriously, right?
Yeah, like seriously, in the 70s and 80s. Like,
you must be kidding me.
What's up? The 2000s were like, what's up?
I don't want to mimic you that way.
Why? Try. It's fun.
What's up?
No, that's what's up.
Let's move on. So, Tay, how did you find the movie?
I just searched it in Baidu like everyone else.
No, we just talk about this. Don't take it literally. 就是我们在听一个问题的时候，千万不要字面的翻译，不要就是直接理解字面的意思。Think about the question. How did you find the movie?
Oh, you mean like, what is my opinion on the movie? Like, it was okay, but I don't really like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
所以呢，大家都知道，我们就是我刚刚说的这个 How did you find the movie、mm-hmm. has two meanings, 有两层意思。
Yep.
对 ,but we are focusing on the not literal meaning. 我们不是放在字面的意思上，我们也要根据上下文来理解 according to the context.
Yeah.
就是 How did you find the movie means what do you think of it? 你觉得这个电影怎么样？
It's confusing at first, but with practice, you will know how to use this.
再分享一个。They share another one for us.
What do you do?
What do you do?
It's not like asking what are you doing.
对，当有人问你这个 what do you do, it actually it's a quite polite way to ask others job.
Yeah.、Mm. So if you're really, you know, don't know how to say what do you do for a living, you can say, oh, what do you do? Like if you're in a bar and you find someone and be like, hey, what do you do?
What do you do? 就是很 curious about your job.
And if he asks, what do you mean, what do I do? You should say, oh, what do you do for a living?
对 ,what do you do for a living is more obvious to ask about、
yeah.
this job. 对、so, 但我们就不会问什么 what's your job?
Yeah, like
you
cannot come up to me and be like, hey, what's your job?
It's none of your business.
None of your business.
对所以呢我们要问大家的这个工作的时候就可以说 what do you do?
What do you do?
嗯。其实在中文里面有很多让人很 confusing 的 expression.
Mumu.
Yes?
Can you give me one?
Yeah, of course. Like, 哪里哪里。
Ah, I like, get
if
you, it.
If someone say, oh, Oday, 你好可爱呀、啊。你说、oh,
哪里
哪
里。
其实就说 don't mention it.、But in a different situation, like,、where is the recording room?
哪边
哪里哪里是这个。
Where?
在哪里哪里。
明白了。Wow.Really cool.
Yeah. Then, but not only in this way. Lots of confusing Chinese. Much, I think it's much more than...
More confusing than English.
对。那现在我们一起来复习一下我们今天学的一些很 confusing 的 English questions.
Yeah. So the first one was...
Do you have time 和 do you have the time?
What do you need to know is if you have the in that sentence,、what does it mean?
就是现在几点了。
Oh, all right, that's the biggest difference. You cannot use do you have the time for asking do you have free time.、Moving on.
第二个就是 what's up?
What's up? Yeah, like...
就是你最近还好吗？你怎么样？有没有什么新鲜事情？
It's not like literally what is up.、What
is
up is the roof.
对对对。然后呢 next one is 就是 how did you find the movie?
It's not like you went out in your backyard and you found the movie in the street. No, that's not like that. It's like, what is your opinion about the movie? Did you like it? Did you not?
对，说出自己的想法和意见，并不是说你是在哪里找到这个电影的。
对啊。
So the last one, what do you do?
What do you do?
就是你的工作是什么。
You do not go to people and ask, what is your job? That's wrong, that's wrong.
太不礼貌了。
Yeah.
So much for today's podcast.
Yeah, but thank you guys so much, and I hope I didn't confuse you at all.Really, thank you so much. I'm Dave. She's Mumu.
我们下期见了。
Bye.
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，从衣食住行带着大家学习地道的口语。在喜马拉雅搜索“早安英文”就可以找到这个新专辑了，快速帮大家解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。